What becomes of a sacred place when it also happens to be the location of a mass shooting? This is the question facing the leadership of the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh, where 11 Jewish worshipers were murdered a year ago this Sunday. As Liz Reed of WESA reports, places of worship that have faced similar attacks share a common conviction: they will not be moved.
A chain link fence has blocked off the entrance to the Tree of Life Synagogue for nearly a year now. The imposing concrete building was constructed in the 1950s. Inside the 1,400-seat sanctuary, huge stained glass windows illustrate the story of creation and remind worshipers of their responsibility to care for the earth and one another. But no one has worshipped here since October 27th, 2018.
I cannot go in there now.
Andrea Wedner's mother, Rose Malinger, was killed on that day during Saturday morning services.
I've said that I will go back in that building if it looks totally different.
Wedner is not alone. Sam Schachner, president of Tree of Life Orla Simcha Congregation, says they began holding listening sessions to discuss what to do with the building early this year. He says some were concerned that making only small fixes in the sanctuary could cause people's imaginations to run wild, recreating in their minds the scene from that deadly day.
Because most people are not aware what actually happened in the site, and yet they're aware of what was there, so they would approximately know where somebody was by what had changed.
But Schachner says others have pushed for a return to the existing synagogue, particularly those who have attended for many decades. While they haven't yet determined the extent of repairs and renovations or whether the building will be demolished altogether, Tree of Life leadership recently announced that the congregation will return to the site. Andrea Wedner says that's what her mother would have wanted.
I don't want this person to win. I don't want what happened to take away our home.
There's no template for how to move forward when an act of violence occurs in a house of worship. On Wednesday, September 15, 1999, a gunman entered Wedgwood Baptist Church in Fort Worth, Texas. In less than 10 minutes, seven people were dead. Debbie Gillette has been an employee and member of Wedgwood Baptist for more than three decades. She says there was no question that they would continue to hold services in the space.
We met our pastor's house, had a time of prayer, and we just decided that that was what we needed to do. Our pastor said, you know, he spoke out first saying he thought that's what the Lord wanted us to do, and we just all agreed.
After the bullet holes in the walls were fixed and the bloodstained carpet was replaced, congregants returned to the sanctuary for worship the very next Sunday. But when four black girls were killed in a bombing at 16th Street Baptist Church in Birmingham, Alabama in 1963, the building was closed for 8 months. When it did reopen, it looked pretty much the same, says current pastor Reverend Arthur Price, save for a few modifications.
The bathroom where the girls were found in, it was moved. That particular portion of the church was sealed off.
Some families of the murdered children never returned to the church. But nearly 60 years after that racist attack, says Price, congregants don't think of the space as a place of violence and trauma, but rather one of renewal and reconciliation.
Many people that worship here, they do feel the burden of the legacy of 16th Street Baptist Church. Many feel honored and feel that responsibility that worship must continue to go on in this space and in this place.
You know, unfortunately, we're going to have to become that too, probably.
Barb Feig is Tree of Life's executive director.
It's not something we're going to plan, but I think the rest of the world will make us this historic site now.
Over the past 9 months, members and leadership of Tree of Life have developed an ambitious and expansive vision for the synagogue. Not only will it have worship space for Tree of Life and other congregations, but it could also become home to the Holocaust Center of Pittsburgh. And there will be a memorial to the 11 victims. While the details have yet to be worked out, Tree of Life Rabbi Jeffrey Myers said in a press release that the synagogue is poised to become an incredible center for Jewish life in the United States. Quote, I want the entire world to say, wow, look at what they have done. For Here and Now, I'm Liz Reed in Pittsburgh.